Yuka Warrior joins me on set. Hi, Yuka.
Hi, Yuka.
So more taxes are set to fill a gaping hole in public finances because Britain's Labour government has unveiled a high-stakes autumn budget.
Well, Finance Minister Rachel Reeves announced a freeze on income tax thresholds, meaning more people will be dragged into higher tax brackets when they get a raise, as well as a range of new taxes. Together, they would bring the government's tax take to a post-war high of 38% of GDP by 2031. On the other hand, spending on benefits will also increase as the unpopular government tries to strike a fine balance. Luke Trago with all the details.
£26 billion in extra taxes, nearly 30 billion euros annually by the end of the decade, as the British finance minister unveils the nation's latest budget.
To break the cycle of austerity, we need a fair and a sustainable tax system, one that generates revenues to fund the public services that we all use and supports investment to grow our economy. That does mean that today I am asking everyone to make a contribution.
After taxing UK businesses in her inaugural budget last year, Rachel Reeves is looking elsewhere to offset the nation's fiscal burden. Freezing income tax thresholds from the 2028 to 29 financial year for 3 years is expected to net £8.3 billion by 2030. A tax on homes worth over £2 million coming into force from April 2028 will raise £400 million, and electric vehicles too will see a mileage charge of 3 pence per mile go into effect, an effort to regain £1.4 billion and offset the losses from fuel duty as drivers switch from petrol. Tobacco, alcohol and gambling duties are going up too, but there's also relief for Britain's poorest.
I said there would be no return to austerity, and I meant it. This budget will maintain investment in our economy and in our National Health Service. I said I would cut the cost of living, and I meant it. This budget will bring down inflation and provide immediate relief for families.
Labour will scrap the two-child limit for welfare payments next year, with rail fare and prescription charge freezes, along with cuts to energy bills. Ultimately, the UK government will have a lot more fiscal headroom in 5 years' time than thought just 8 months ago, nearly £22 billion.
Now, Yuka, there was a bit of embarrassment for the government. Britain's fiscal watchdog, the Office of Budget Responsibility, accidentally published the details of the budget early.
Yeah, the details came about half an hour before Rachel Reeves gave that speech. The OBR apologised for the unprecedented mistake as Reeves voiced her discontent. The office that was created in 2010 gives economic forecasts twice a year, taking into account policy changes proposed in the latest budget. It now expects the UK economy to grow 1.5% this year, half a percentage point higher than it previously forecast in March. But it downgraded its growth forecast for the medium term between next year and the end of the decade from an average 1.8% in the March forecast to 1.5%. That's due to weakening productivity and inflation staying higher for longer than previously expected. Now, the finance minister vowed to prove the forecast wrong. The OBR also said it could change.
There is a huge amount of uncertainty around our forecasts, which is why the probability of achieving the forecast is still, as you say, around 59%.
Now, for the government, higher inflation means more revenue from VAT and greater income tax revenue due to wage growth and the freezing of thresholds. Meanwhile, expected corporate tax receipts are little changed from the previous forecast, partly due to lower investment growth. Taking into account the new tax increases, the government's borrowing is now projected to fall from 4.5% of GDP this year and next to 1.9% of GDP by 2031. Britain's debt is expected to stay at around 96% of GDP, though, at the end of the decade.
Well, you could bring us up to speed with how markets have been reacting.
Well, the new budget seems to have alleviated some investor concern over Britain's financial health going forward. The UK's borrowing costs fell sharply, with yields on the 10-year bond falling by 7 percentage points and by 11 percentage points on the 30-year bonds as investors flocked to government bonds. The British pound rose against the dollar and the euro, as the currency also saw a good day. On the stock market, the FTSE 100 continued to rise this Wednesday, ending the day up 0.9%, as Paris and Frankfurt also gained about 1% for the day. And Yuka, that's it from the business desk.
Yuka, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed. Don't worry there from our business desk.